The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the commune that is Dogwater Studios. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me are my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and Nate, the goo catheter.
Yes.
We also have a couple of lovely, lovely young talented ladies from Bohemian Burlesque. Come check it out and get sexy with us.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi.
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 Hello.
How is everybody this week?
Fucking good. Great. What an easy show to set up.
Beautiful day.
Welcome to your springtime.
I
want to
be referred to as easy, but that thing.
Yeah. Easy?
You
ladies
easy
are easy.
Excellent.
I don't right know what happened before the show, but it sounds good.
Something that happened before the show that I wanted to bring up. Rick, we need your services as our Urban Dictionary searcher.
Okay.
What is a Rhode Island sweater?
Okay. That sounds dirty.
That sounds like something interesting, but it came up. I was asked the question. I had no idea, but it sounded like a good question for you, Mr. Urban Dictionary Man.
What's a Rhode Island sweater?
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm gonna go with a unclean sexual act.
That's what they all are.
Some of them are cleaner than others.
Yeah.
How do you spell Rhode Island? R H O.
Usually these
R H O D E.
Yes.
I S L A N D.
No, there's a Q in there.
Right. And it's not one word.
Correct.
Fuck. It's not defined.
Sweeter. Okay, not defined in Urban Dictionary. I think
Rhode
that's a first.
Island.
I think somebody made that
there's
up.
There's Rhode Island rip and ride, Rhode Island roast, Rhode Island roulette. No. Oh, it's right here, and I spelled exactly the way I have it spelled, and for some reason it didn't come up. Okay, let's click on that.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's just giving me that because I entered it. Because
now it's a search term.
Yeah, that's great. So thanks, you guys.
I think you broke its brain.
We broke Urban Dictionary.
Okay, the Rhode Island Shuffle. When an impatient motorist inches out of a side street or a parking lot in an attempt to take a left onto a main road and blocks off all traffic coming from his left until finally someone coming from his right feels bad enough for the blocked off lane to let this douchebag in.
Right.
Okay.
That's
it's the first time Urban Dictionary has really let us down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
It's a horrible segment. Let's never do it again.
Yeah.
How was your week, Roy Dad?
My week was, taxing, tiring. I was at work.
That's right. The new job.
Yeah, it's going really well.
Excellent.
I like it. I go in and I work like a ditch digger at a computer. It's pretty cool. And then this weekend, on Friday night, I got to go see the Spamalot.
Oh, cool.
No shit.
TMCC nice. Production.
I was there on Saturday.
Field. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Awesome, yeah.
I can't believe we both went to the same stupid show.
I took Rico on Friday.
That is so right. They say shit a lot in that.
Yes, they did. But she's 7, and she... Yeah, she's heard me say everything while driving a car, so fuck it.
Right, no, it's not, and it's... I didn't realize...
It was PG...
Ish.
10.
Right. Fuck, she's not 10.
She's almost 8.
So...
No, but it was great fun, and really what I figured, it's Monty Python humor, it's a musical. It's going to be spectacle and falling down, and all of the really ribald, raunchy stuff is going to go right over her head.
And yep.
She did ask me like every 10 seconds, Daddy, why is everybody laughing? What does that mean? Well, back in the 1600s, you see.
I'll tell you in the car. Shut up.
That was actually the question she remembered in the car.
Was
the big Lancelot's Gay song. What are they singing about, Dad? Why did they rip off his clothes?
Dirty cocksucker.
Yeah, I'll tell you in the car. And that was exactly the one song she remembered to ask us about in the car.
Even I thought that was gay.
Yeah. Wow. That was fun. Thanks, TMCC.
How many stars would you give it out of five? Both of you guys.
It was a fun show.
If you like,
a lot of props broke. That wasn't their fault. They actually all handled it pretty admirably.
John Frederick did an excellent job on the sound.
Totally.
Oh, cool.
So that was flawless. I thought it was pretty fantastic.
The sound for us was a little rough the night before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the next day I guess they worked some stuff
now,
out.
Now, what was the average age of people at the showing you
mostly
went to?
Older. Mostly okay. People in their 50s and 60s.
Okay, so it wasn't just us. I thought it was, is this bring your grandparents to the show night?
Yeah. You think about it, Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail was really big when we were younger.
In the 70s, yeah.
So,
and now all of those people are, well, still that much older than us.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was a nearly packed house, so.
Yeah, us too.
So they must have, they're doing something right. And
it was
funny.
It was a lot of fun.
The guy who plays Arthur is a good friend of mine, and so that's why we went.
I knew Cameron. He was in the band Undenied here a couple months back, the guy who played Lancelot.
Dude, the guy who played Lancelot, that piece of ass was in here in
Your studio, and you mic'd him.
Right, he was the hunk of man. I forgot.
And he played keyboard.
My god, the hunk of man that plays keyboard. I totally remember now.
Yeah.
That you're fucking totally right. I didn't even. Oh, he is. He's like a big old double scoop of man.
Jeff, who played,
he's not like a scrawny twink. He's not hairy.
Oh, he's a monster,
big old,
of a dude,
man.
Dude. Yeah, he's like,
you remember, he's like,
and
like, and he's
like
pretty with long hair. You know, and
yeah. Nick's not going to remember this.
And he does theater and plays keyboards. So I think I got a chance.
Yep. But anyway, and another guy in the show, Jeff, who played Sir Robin, is also going to be in the upcoming production of Evil Dead the Musical this October
Jeff.
That I'm a big part of.
Well, cool.
The back scenes. I'm not in the show.
Are you the fluffer?
Yes, I'm the fluffer, and I'm helping fundraise.
Oh.
I'm an assistant producer.
She's angry that you've taken her job.
Yep.
Are you assistant producer or are you a producer's assistant?
Let's go with assistant producer.
Okay. It sounds better, huh?
Yeah. Okay. And I have my own task list and shit. I don't report to nobody.
Okay.
Ish. The director. Anyway, that's going to be fun. That's later on.
Theater.
But anyway.
Well, you agree, if you dig Monty Python in that movie, then it's fun to go see it, right? And the songs are fun.
Yes.
Yes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. We had a good time. It was a fun night out for the family. For sure.
I laughed out loud several times. It wasn't like totally.
Did you guys give it three?
At least, yes.
At least. No, I think it's past five.
Oh. Well, it only goes to five, sir.
Oh, one to five? Oh, I'm sorry. Then, at least a three.
Okay.
But, dude, and I love the song about this. Is the song that goes like this. That's my favorite. I've never heard that.
There are a bunch of songs they just made up for the show. But, I want to move on from that because screw it.
What happened Saturday?
Saturday, the White Party at Salon 7. Huge success. Way more people than last year. Thanks to everybody that came out and made it a big, big night. We ended up finishing up, tying things up around midnight because we ran out of booze as opposed to years previous.
Oh, that's good.
A lot of people there having a good time and raised a shit ton of money for Build Our Center. So thank you to everybody who came out. It was a huge success. You're wonderful.
Congrats.
And congrats to everybody over at Salon 7 for putting on another great party for the 10th year in a row.
Woo. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's commitment.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Thank you.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. There isn't.
But that was an exhausting night.
I didn't mean to insult homosexuals.
Good, Chewbacca.
Right.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
Okay, don't be gross.
So anyway,
we have ladies in the room, Chewy.
Now we were talking about coffee enemas earlier at school.
Oh, well, how was your weekend?
How was your weekend?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Would you get it? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Teresa and Nikki from Bohemian Burlesque. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
You look lovelier.
Very good.
Every time.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I think our weekend was fantastic because we spent most of it taking our clothes off with each other.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's how I would characterize it.
Excellent. Did you have a big show this past weekend?
No. That was just hanging our out. Weekend together. Yeah. Correct.
Yes. Awesome. Oh. That's what I was hoping. That is the correct answer.
Oh, my.
And also the Baruka prom.
And the Baruka prom.
Yes, it was at the same time as the White Party.
It was.
How was it?
It was fantastic. Again, Baruka Theater in downtown Reno. 21 years of Woo-hoo. Bringing culture to downtown Reno. Had their fundraiser as well. So went excellent.
Excellent. Very
Roaring
cool.
20s prom.
Does that mean that both those two things had the same dress code?
Essentially, yes.
So you could hit both things in the same outfit.
Yeah.
Oh. That's awesome.
Yeah, I could have, yeah. Had I thought of it, I would have cruised over there, but I was loaded and tired at the end of it.
No problem. It was like.
I had one of those flat straw hats, like
25
bucks
for singles.
My bow tie. I looked wonderful.
You should have come over.
But, oh well.
You can't do it all, dude.
But yeah, it was a 20s kind of night on Saturday. And yeah. Both parties, huge successes. I saw a lot of pictures from Baruka Prom, and it looked like a good time was had by all. A lot of dancing.
We danced the night away.
I bet. Yeah, those parties are always great. Good people down there.
Well, what about you, Nick? What did you do? What were you doing?
Friday, I did the Liver Scar show.
Oh, how was that? I had to work.
With Voted Best Band for Felix's birthday. It was great. We had a nice full room at Ryan's.
Felix was still in pain on Sunday night at my house.
So yeah. Perfect.
It was well done, everyone. Good job.
Yeah. He was probably the last person there, too.
Really?
I don't know. It got pretty late, and I left. And then Saturday, I just stayed home and recovered. And I think me and Mikey went out to Circus for fun.
On Saturday, I discovered, for fun, at Circus.
Yay! Now Rick's starting to talk, so.
Yeah, it's very.
Go ahead,
no,
Rick.
This is awesome. Well, the wind is appropriate. I went to the top of Rattlesnake Mountain.
Oh, yeah, on your bike?
I'd never been there. Well, you can't bike up it. It's fucking steep as shit.
Oh, you
yeah, we're on
there?
Rattlesnake Mountain. Dude, but you know what? If you go to the little Sandy Hut outside by the parking space.
Yeah.
There's a glory hole in the Sandy Hut.
Gross.
Yeah.
I know. Seriously. Like a square cut glory hole in the Sandy Hut.
Too bad the hobos don't make it up that far, you know?
For real.
I'll meet you on top.
That was,
in the bathrooms on Rattlesnake Mountain.
Like, what if like just a dog walked up to you instead of a person?
And stuck that. Well, and you'd have to stick your face against the
inside of the
stick
Sandy
Hut.
You don't stick it out from the inside?
No. That would be impossible. You would have to. It's made to go the guy with the dick on the outside and the guy with the mouth on the inside.
A mouth is a mouth.
Right.
And so it's, but pretty creepy, don't you think?
A little.
I was peeing and I looked down and I thought, I know what that is. So I took a picture. Perhaps I'll give it to you for the show.
I think like that would be appropriate.
Right? Did you hold anything up for scale?
No, but everybody's familiar with the accoutrements in a Sandy Hut, so you can tell like what the seed is right there.
Wow.
Yeah, so
there
it's
is
big
some
enough.
Scale
it's big
reference.
Enough for anybody to use it. I would say, but yeah, pretty wild. So somebody's having fun out behind Rattlesnake Mountain anonymously.
Well, then,
yeah, totally creepy stuff. You think it's bad, Riku, asking the questions about that show?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Don't take your bike riding.
Right. Why is there a hole cut in the side of the Sandy Hut? Oh, honey, I don't know.
Why is there a Sandy
Hut
on top of Rattlesnake
There's
Mountain?
A parking area that you can park at and then walk across the street to Rattlesnake Mountain. So
there.
It's meant for,
okay.
And then there's three like bike
Public
trails
convenience.
There, too.
So I think I missed that part of the story. I thought you hiked to the top in this glorious Santa Hut was
It's
up
at
there.
The bottom behind. So as you drive around behind there, yeah, that's kind of
It's
creepy.
On its side behind a dumpster.
But on a much more, on a, well, that's a very Reno centric.
On
though.
Fire.
So creepy shit's going on out there, and I don't. But anyway, so I went to the comedy night at Third Street Bar last Wednesday.
How was that?
Yeah, you called me from there.
It was pretty fucking cool. Not everybody was great. Everybody made me laugh at least once, so it was actually worth it. And everybody only gets 5 minutes, so if they suck, you don't have to wait long.
Right.
You know, for it to be
over.
I
like the Third Street Comedy Night.
It's pretty cool.
It's a well-put-together show over there.
But they love doing the pick people out in the crowd bullshit, and I got picked out twice by two different comics to comment on me, and both of them made fun of me for being overly butch. Right. Like one, like Matt Wiegand, what's that faggot's name?
Yeah.
Matt. Yeah. He was like, and what are you doing here? And I said, oh, I'm just checking it out. And he said, oh, you're just checking it out, huh? And then I'm going to go drink some whiskey and eat sandpaper, huh? I'm like, okay. But it was like,
you
was
are
like,
a bunch of little faggots.
But I kind of wanted to be like, you're fucking queer if you think I'm too, but I don't know. But it was difficult to focus on anything because Matt Wiegand has the best fucking camel toe I've ever seen in my life. So I'm just, and on the stage, when you sit in the chair, it's like right at eye level. So as soon as he gets up there and he's wearing boxers and it's just dangling like a sack of sand against the inside of his pants, like the whole time, I'm just like, I'm not paying attention to anything he's saying. I'm just staring at his camel toe the whole time.
So
at the end of the show, I went up and shook his hand, though, you know. I said, hey.
Nice camel toe.
I said, hey. Well, no, that totally, you know me. And I said, hey, and he's all, hey. And I said, and he made a joke about how he looks like Beaker from The Muppets, and nobody is Beaker's favorite. Right. Beaker is nobody's favorite. And I said, and I shook his hand, and I said, you know, Beaker's my favorite.
I love Beaker.
I think Beaker's awesome. And then I looked him right in the eye, and I said,
he was the saddest Muppet.
And I said, and you have the nicest camel toe I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you did say it.
And then he said, isn't it a moose knuckle? And I always think, no, it's a camel toe because I want you to feel like a little bitch. But I didn't say that. But that's what I thought. And then I walked off.
I'm so tagging him on this.
I just walked away.
Episode, so I'm going to, when we post it.
Totally. And this week we've got, they're doing the roast of him. By the time this is out, that will already have happened. But I'm planning on going back and I will be the creepy guy with the sandpaper voice that commented on his junk. So. We'll see how this all goes.
Awesome.
Tough guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tough guy. Nice camel toe.
That can't beat my weekend. I mean, I can't beat your weekend.
Anyway, this awkward pause brought to you by anybody who's willing to give us beer on a regular basis. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, and not necessarily the intern who's been like a sponsor for a few weeks running here,
right.
Please, get a hold of us. Give us some beer, and we'll say your name at every uncomfortable pause every week.
Yeah, send us a dollar. We'll say your name
on
the air.
Get back to the roots.
Yeah, back to the roots.
We are cheap Reno whores.
How was your weekend, Chewbacca?
Overrated.
Just see if, was it?
Can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
That's every weekend for you.
Probably just go to a gay bar, dude.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. Have you been drinking, dude?
Or there's that Rattlesnake Mountain option.
Yeah.
I think just he has been drinking. <It's> like,
fuck it.
Wow. All right, well.
Let's have a little music.
Good. What a great idea. So what are we supposed to hear now?
Some
guy?
Oh, this is Daryl Lee,
the fabulous Daryl Lee.
The fabulous Daryl Lee.
Daryl Lee, good friend of the show.
Rotten Ron Pevney's favorite.
He was a local fixture for many years, and he's up in Portland now. As far as residents go, he's been touring around the whole Pacific Northwest the last few months.
Because Portland and Seattle are where everybody from Reno always moves.
Yeah,
effectively.
Kinda.
Yeah,
or LA too.
Well, depends on what you like in your weather.
And Sacramento. Sacramento at least is like here.
Yeah, and they're never. Weather-wise. Doesn't seem like anybody's like joyously happy when they have to move from Reno to Sacramento. They're just like, it's about this. It's a lateral move, dude.
Yeah. it's not up or down.
It's not a promotion.
No,
they've got Old Sac. We've got VC. There's no different. We're closer to Tahoe. Fuck them.
Right, Nevada style.
So a glorious song from Daryl Lee.
All right.
Thank you.
man. That was fantastic.
Good job, Daryl Lee.
Thank you, Daryl. Daryl's going to be playing at the upcoming Merry Anarchy here on May 16th and 17th, or yep, 17th yep. and 18th.
He'll be one of those days.
Yeah. That weekend.
That whole weekend is, yeah, it's 30 acts or something. And, yeah, maybe a secret screening of a secret movie on the 18th. If you'd like to go, hit me up. Oh, hush, real hush, hush. So we're still trying to do things with said
it's her
secret movie.
Yeah. It's her movie.
It's her movie, so we have to do it.
Yeah. Have you guys been to Merry Anarchy before?
Yeah.
This is our 10-year reunion. We'd love to have you there.
That'd be great.
That would be fantastic.
It's an anniversary, actually.
Jub Jubs again?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
We've, Teresa and I have made out on that pool table.
On that pool table? Oh, several.
A few times.
Yeah. That's actually a true statement.
Yep. See, you guys should talk more.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's get to our guests, please.
We were kind of eyeing each other, so.
Yeah, we were eyeing
no
each
offense,
other.
No offense, boys.
Sorry.
It's all right. You keep eyeing each other but you keep, while you're
How
talking.
Did you guys meet?
Ooh, this is a good question.
Burlesque, probably?
No.
Ooh, she knows the answer here.
I do know the answer here.
Nikki on the other
side. I'm obviously the bottom.
Yeah.
We're going to go with burlesque.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, well, don't fake me out.
Burlesque
like
for 17.
Was there like a poster on the wall that said, hey, join burlesque, take your clothes off, it's dance and it's fun.
How did Bohemian Burlesque come about? Are you guys OG?
We're almost OG. We're next to OG. The troupe actually was started by our original leader, Chelsea, who decided that Reno had a lack of burlesque and wanted to bring the art form back. And she gathered up her hottest friends. And they were hot. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
They were fantastic. And decided that the old original art form needed to come back. And so we claim, and we believe that we're correct, that Bohemian Burlesque is the oldest new burlesque troupe in Reno.
Oldest new.
Oldest nouveau burlesque troupe.
How many years?
So we are going since 2008.
Wow. Very cool.
Six.
Yes.
6 years running. That's
a good run for anything.
Yeah. So if you have an older burlesque show, well, you probably need to get new girls.
That's probably true.
So.
So anyway, yeah, we've been the burlesque since then, as officially as Bohemian Burlesque. I mean, I know there were a few of us before that did the odd show or the little performance here or there, but as a collective. Yeah.
A big group spectacle.
How many in the group?
It ebbs and flows. Obviously, we take new talent, just like you said, don't want any weird old girls, but we take new talent all the time. And this upcoming show that we're going to be having in April, we have 8 fantastic dancers.
Sweet.
Nice. That sounds like a full dance card.
That's a dance troupe, all right.
Yeah.
Do you ever do the weird black electrical tape stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, we have.
God, that's so hot.
Mm-hmm. I started that when in middle school, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, stop it.
Don't judge.
Oh, on the nipples?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Little X's.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I know more about this than Nick does.
Some people's nipples fit under electrical tape, and some don't.
Oh, my God. Do you have, like, giant pancake nipples?
That's what's cool, too.
Well, I wouldn't say pancake. I mean, maybe, like, more like the silver dollar variety.
Oh, nice.
Definitely mouth size.
Well,
I would know. Not that
you've got a big enough rack that's okay, right?
Are you looking at them?
I would. Well, I saw them.
I am.
I mean, they're...
Just check it.
They were right there.
I don't blame you.
It's hard not to. I've touched.
It's getting hot in here.
Oh my!
You don't even remember.
I was probably really drunk.
Yeah, we.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
It happens. It seems like something
Is
I would
it
do.
A unity party over.
Sure.
Wave.
Sure. Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Super.
Wait, I was at that party. I didn't see that happen.
These things happen.
Yeah.
It's the good life in Reno. It's the good life.
So tell us about the show coming up. Where is it going to be at?
It's going to be at the studio on 4th, and Nikki has all the details on the times and dates.
As she shakes her head.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, so Studio on 4th is located at 432 East 4th Street, Reno, Nevada, of course.
Yeah.
We're in Reno.
We all know
it. Get that local
United
scales
States,
out.
Earth.
Surprisingly, some people have no idea.
Earth. You're coming in from out of the galaxy.
Right, right.
Then,
or if your head's under a rock. That's yeah. Cool.
Third one from the fire.
But yeah. And so we're playing Friday, April 25th, and Saturday, April 26th.
That's just in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Here.
Got a couple of weeks out.
Now, do you do pre-sale tickets, or is it just show up and...
We do. We have pre-sale tickets at two awesome local establishments here in town. It's Prism Magic and the Melting Pot downtown. So if you're in Sparks or if you're downtown Reno, you got a place to go.
Yep. Love those guys, Eric, Monique, Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
All been big supporters of Bohemian Burlesque since the beginning.
Yeah.
And so we recommend that people go pick up their tickets right away. We do sell out some of our performances.
And
so.
Actually, the there's coupons for each... Each place on the back, so you can continue to support our local economy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very good. Cross-promotion there.
Is that what they're calling it?
That's what they call it, Riku.
Shut how much?
Put her back in the closet. How much for a ticket, or and there's a deal if you have, like, if couples go or anything like that, or...
We just have a deal for pre-sale. Pre-sale tickets are $15, and at the door, they're $20.
Cool. Ooh. So it pays to go get them early.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And then you're sure to get one.
Awesome.
Yeah. I have a real good time.
You get a discount if you give the doorman blow.
I don't see why not.
You have blow? Maybe you should just talk to us directly. Is what I'm saying.
We could like do half of it right now and half after the show.
Totally. Put her back in the closet.
Honey, quit playing
this
with the sand.
It's not appropriate.
okay, so
not your tiny shovels. I have a little tiny vacuum cleaner.
Have you both been in it since the beginning?
We consider ourselves close to being original members of the group.
Veteran
performers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started in 2009.
So we're going to say yes for Nikki. And we're going to say almost yes for
quite
me.
There at the beginning, but I saw the
more
pictures.
Or less. I mean, the further time goes by, the less that year and a half counts.
But right.
Because it's most, less and less
relative,
percentage.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then we do have one additional member who's not here tonight, and we actually represent that core of the original group. And we have recruited all the delicious, luscious women that are going to be in this show since that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do they also make out on the pool tables?
No, that's just reserved for us.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Or not.
I mean, they can
so
if they
sorry.
Want
they
to.
They can, but it would be disappointing after...
Yeah, seeing us too.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of audience interaction with this?
Yeah, in fact, that's one of the things we love about burlesque, and we encourage our audiences to hoot and holler and participate because really, we want to know that you're loving it.
Well, but what about physical? I mean, you guys are both really physically friendly. Is it like?
But there's a wall on stage.
Oh,
is
yes.
it like strip club wall. Stuff where like don't. Ever they can touch you, you can't touch them.
It's
kind of a
nothing
thing.
Like strip club stuff, but because it is a old school performance art, that's the separation between the stage and the audience.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
So the fourth wall is your diaphragm.
Yes,
I get it. Awesome.
All right, so Bohemian Burlesque, awesome.
It's going to be
perhaps.
And I do love that stage for a burlesque show.
It's really
it's a good.
Good
house for it. Mm-hmm. It feels right.
It's theatery.
Yeah. Cabaret-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it does have the cabaret sign.
Yeah.
The top.
Maybe that big sign is what I'm thinking.
But not just even if they didn't have the sign, just the proscenium and the short stage.
The curtains
and
are great.
The curtains are fantastic.
Yeah.
And the tables. It's a good room
Who
for
Who doesn't
it?
Love a little sparkly curtain?
And it's an intimate venue, so the view is always really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like when I play there, perform there, that people actually listen. They don't sit at the bar yapping, and that you can't smoke in there, so that's nice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check it all out, y'all.
Maybe we should get
check it all out.
A taste of the show by having a lovely song.
Yeah, let's have,
some music. Nikki is smiling with delight right now.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm actually the MC for the show, and it's my first time MCing, so I'm a little nervous, but I'm pretty confident we could pull it off. Cool. We as in, you know, me and my alter ego.
Do you have a top hat?
I do.
That's
and a boa.
If you're going to be,
I don't think I'm
going to
wear it. But
you need to for when you're being the MC.
Honey, I'm not you.
It's going to mess up her hair.
But you know, it tells people you're the MC. It's like a staff T-shirt, but without having that
the
word.
Cheese factor.
Yeah.
I love that. Or gold teeth.
You should get a sequin top hat.
I'll wear my
dip
grill.
Dip it in glitter.
Yeah, your grill. That would be so rad.
They have this amazing spray paint that's glitter nowadays, and. I just kind of took over the house with it. Yeah. So actually, our show is Femme Fatale, mm-hmm. and we have a lot of just really great, empowering, dangerous women acts.
Right on. Like Linda Carter, like beating the crap out of Evel Knievel, kind of like badass woman.
Did that happen?
Yes.
No, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
How badass would that have been if it did?
Right next to an invisible jet.
Wonder Woman just kicking shit out of Evel Knievel, cuz. Yeah. Like,
well.
But
I don't think Evel would fight her because he wouldn't hit a lady, even if it was Wonder Woman.
No, but he was just, he's like a bear. He wasn't even a person.
All right, let's
move on.
Yeah,
this is the inside of my head. Let's not look at it anymore.
It'll be the vibe of the show.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Thank you.
I mean, we're not going to have any
you
mommy dearest.
You were tracking with me a little.
I was.
All right, let's hear that song from Daryl Lee.
Do you want to stand up or are you good sitting down?
Nikki's going to do a song.
She's going to sing a song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stand up.
Awesome. I didn't know you were a singer as well.
Who's going to help her with the mic?
Far out. Rory's on it.
Rory's on it.
He's going over. He's being a gentleman here. He's not looking down her shirt.
He is so.
Can I sit on the microphone?
Dirty boy.
Fuck the Reverend Roy Dowd.
Honey.
I mean that in the nicest way.
I get home, they'll make me turn my ring around.
All right, Nikki.
See you in Toledo.
Do you need, is that a good hype for
I guess
you?
So. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The ball should be facing her mouth.
It is.
We got it covered.
It's level.
It's the ball from the ribbon mic, folks, in the audience. Yeah. We're not getting that weird here yet.
Mm-hmm. Do you like it in your face?
Apparently.
All right.
Okay, so we're all ready.
Ready?
Okay, here's your song.
I can make you feel special when it sucks to be you. Let me make you feel special for an hour or two.
Nice.
Prize of you.
That was fantastico.
Oh, gosh.
What was that called again?
It's called Special, and it's actually from Avenue Q, which if you've never heard of that musical, it is renowned Broadway musical. It's mm-hmm. been traveling for a really long time.
And, I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's actually adult Sesame Street.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Adult version of Sesame Street.
Cool.
So, very cool.
Very nice song. Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Erotic.
It's warm in here.
Yeah. Sweaty.
I'm sure we could make it a little bit warmer. If you want. I mean, if you want. If you want.
I think we could. Is it about that time?
Intern, I need some secret.
Is it about that time?
For my
I think it's
turn
about
up
that
the
time.
Heat.
Can we make this?
What did Nick
is
want?
Is it strip podcast? Oh, wait.
Or? I'm
just kidding.
Oh. It's definitely a strip podcast.
I was thinking I should put on some speed stick
some
for these ladies because it is hot in here.
As fast as they can.
I don't want to burn my mouth.
Much.
Not that I've done that.
All right.
She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
Riku. I don't know what she means
by that.
I can't
hear her. What's she saying?
something horrible.
That's She's just a very better. honest little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Slurping.
Rick, you're horrible. But I love
it's
you.
It's the same ones every
don't
week.
Don't let
but
everybody
I love
know
it.
What kind of kid I'm raising.
All right.
All right, it's time. Give me the music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all persuasions, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you, our guest this week, a series of random and semi-embarrassing questions, and then score you subjectively as I judge you silently. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
Thank you. God, where are the right questions? Here they are.
Is that written on toilet paper or a napkin?
Yeah, no, it's toilet paper.
Yano.
Everybody
drink.
First official Yano. If you have alcohol, please be pouring it down your throat. sorry about the pause there. All right, ladies. We'll go with Nikki first. We'll start with some easy questions here, actually. What was your first album you ever bought?
Oh, Lord.
First album.
Lauded. Don't judge me. I loved Aerosmith.
Okay.
That's not
Nine
terrible.
Nine Lives. I was
Which
10.
One's
that? Aerosmith Nine Lives?
Yeah, it had just come out, mm-hmm. and I got really excited about it, and that kind of started my Aerosmith obsession.
Not bad. Rocking.
Yeah. Aerosmith is not, that's not a bad answer.
Okay. Well, you know, some people.
It's not a great answer. Teresa, what's your first album?
It's not that embarrassing, so it's not that great of an answer. It's kind of cool.
That I actually purchased myself.
Exactly.
Ooh, this is going to be a hard one.
I mean, I would say a gift if it was like the same age
like
time
same
frame.
Age
and they knew
frame.
You had to have that record.
Right.
Oh, interesting. I remember receiving a Hootie and the Blowfish album as a gift. Is that going to count?
That doesn't count.
No. Did you want it? Okay.
What
you know,
if I
you
said
made,
yes?
You made a face.
What's the first face. Album you ever bought?
Ever bought? I don't really know the answer to this question.
Weird.
Do you ever go to record stores back when they had them?
What's the first album you remember buying?
That's.
Do you
good
listen
question.
To music?
Yes, I do listen to music.
I mean, like hardcore gangster rap or Culture Club or,
oh,
I mean, even a genre or direction.
I definitely was a Culture Club fan.
Oh, thank you, sister.
I was a huge Culture Club fan.
But you did not own
Color by Numbers?
Oh, of course I own Color by Numbers.
Kissing to be Clever?
In fact.
Color by Numbers was my first.
I still own my LPs.
Well, there you go.
I swear to God.
Oh,
what
my
was
God.
The first
you
one
use
of
them?
Those you ever got?
If they're
the
in decent condition,
one.
I will buy them
no
off
No way. I actually still
I
own.
Lost my Color by Numbers.
But
I
actually
a new one.
Think because I am slightly older, not than the Reverend Rory Dow, but than Nikki, I actually have a...
I am the old man of the show.
I like older
Karen
women.
Carpenter LP.
Hey, baby.
If that...
Yeah,
that's
the Carpenters. Awesome.
Yeah, that,
okay.
That actually belonged to me that I purchased, I think that might be it.
Excellent
that's
answer.
Better
that's
better
than
good answer.
Yeah,
excellent
probably.
Answer.
Now I'm just going
to
sit over
here. Took a little while
here.
To get there, though.
I'm going to sit over here and eat this air sandwich
so,
for the rest of the show.
I would score him pretty evenly on that question, sir. But that's just
yeah, because yeah, some points
He's
off
the
for
judge.
Taking so long to get to the point. what's the first rock show you ever went to? Or a concert?
The first concert I ever went to was, and these were close together, so we're going to have to figure out which one it was.
Yeah,
it was either Vanilla Ice opening for MC Hammer.
Oh my God, didn't we get that last week?
It was New Kids on the Block, and they were
with
like,
the Tiffany tour?
Yes.
Yeah, we totally
that
had
was mine.
Both of those.
The Tiffany tour and KOC. No,
and I just
was me
can't
too.
Remember which happened before the other one.
I know what you're
that's
that
okay,
was.
But
that is all terrible.
Excellent
music.
Answers.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah. I was driving along listening to Bob one afternoon, and all of a sudden, like, Hanging Tough came on the radio, and I about ran into a pylon. not out of excitement, we'll say. Nikki, what was your first concert?
Similar situation.
Show?
I there's two close together, and I kind of got a boot to the head in a mosh pit. So
awesome.
You're
really,
my kind of girl.
It's scabbed up. It was kind of gross.
What was it?
It was kind of gross. It was just like I got a boot to the head. Like so, I just had this chunk of.
Who was the artist?
Was the yeah.
Flogging Molly and Jack Johnson. Not related.
Damn.
Jack Johnson.
They didn't play together.
That was not my
preference. Full marks okay. though. Full marks. Yeah.
Fucking A. Yeah. And boot to the head on top
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. The boot to the head gets you next.
Dude,
like
I want to date you. Now,
this is not fair that she was younger in a better music era.
That, right, but
I'm not. It's not my fault. Subjective. You had poor musical taste.
Speaking
right.
of speaking of the first time you did something, where and when did you lose your virginity?
Oh God, this is terribly embarrassing.
Yeah,
it was my parents' bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
On which part of the bathroom?
Oh, wait. There we go.
Rick, she answered the question, please.
Yeah.
Bathtub.
No, other people home?
Sink, floor.
Oh, yeah. There was like a bunch of people over. And my
Was it a party or just family people over?
Kind of.
Well, I hope it was more than family if she was banging one of them.
Not a party, but more of a get-together. Yeah.
Jeez.
I was 17, you know, if you care
there
to know.
Go.
Yeah, we do.
Answer to the win.
He was 15. Hey, Jeff, how's it going? I danced with him at my sister's wedding. It was
wow.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I was
at your sister's
You know, in the state
wedding.
Of Nevada.
Right, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
The state of Nevada, that's not legal. You did.
Wait,
that's
wait,
awesome.
It,
it's
it
that
was legal
way,
if he was your age.
Right, yeah. We didn't. Right. We're not asking about the gentleman's
yeah,
age.
Yeah,
question.
No, yeah, no. He was fine.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter now. I'm just saying. Everybody out there,
and you
don't go out with people younger than 16 if you're over.
Right. So the question was when and where?
Yeah. When it was, describe the circumstances of your first time.
Same thing. It was my
Her
father's
mother's bathroom?
House. No, it was my father's oh. house. not the bathroom. Thankfully,
at Nikki's parents' house.
You are a classy girl.
It was Nikki's parents' house. It was Nikki's father. Sorry, Nikki's mom.
Ouch.
Namaste.
It's cool. They're cool.
Namaste.
Let's see. How often do you masturbate?
Never.
Never.
Right. I never masturbate because anytime I wanted to have sex, I can find someone.
Ooh. Good answer.
That's a great answer that I'm just going to think about for a few minutes.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah.
Like Nikki? Your mom.
I don't know if my mom masturbates, but. I mean, me.
Well, your dad said me.
You don't know if your mom masturbates you?
We're really close. Really close.
When they come in like just like this massive wave.
Yeah, like plankton. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I guess when I was going through those hormonal changes, I kind of felt like a terribly horny rhinoceros or something. Just kind of, there's a monster inside me, but I've cooled down.
Okay.
I've cooled down. Maybe, oh gosh. I mean, not too often. I'm not into vibrators. It's just,
it's not a daily thing.
Yeah. No.
Are you like one of those run the bathtub over your crotch girls?
Oh, hot tubs are awesome.
Yeah.
Just
do you find
you know.
Being in burlesque, does that help satisfy some of your sexual not frustration, but needs or, I mean,
desires.
Oh, no. I think it just fans those flames.
Yeah.
So if you guys are around anywhere after a show, you know, just kind of hang out toward the back.
Hey, now.
And you know, I have never gotten hit on at a show.
Well, they probably think you're untouchable.
That's never. What it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, strong woman, strong with her body and stuff. They get off stage, they're intimidated.
And they all see another guy looking at her like that. Oh, it's probably her boyfriend. And then they just stare each other down and forget to actually talk to you.
Well, do you want to date a girl that everybody, like... That makes up.
Well, you just said you wanted to date me, so whoa.
Yeah, oh, because I want to take you to a mosh pit.
I'm judging you.
And use you to lure young men away.
Oh, I like the older ones, sorry.
Do you girls like porn? Do you like the porn?
This is funny because one of the gals in our troupe actually works at an establishment that deals in porn, and she brings to us
My Little Pony porn.
My Little Pony porn, South Park porn,
Spice Girls porn.
Anime parody stuff or live action?
Live action.
And so she brings us these very unique Jesus. Collections. And we have viewing parties. Well, just amongst our, it's a ladies only sort of situation.
Yeah,
but is that truly true?
Yeah, actually, last time I watched porn was with Jen. One of the other girls
stage manager.
Usually, our follow up there is, "What are your search words on the internet?" But whatever.
The My Little Ponies.
Yeah, the cake.
But yeah, I mean, it's oddly enough, one of our troop members deals in porn, and so the collection is there.
And she's very knowledgeable and will help you out.
A smut peddler.
Ah, we love smut.
Not smut, it's a beautiful thing.
No, smut's a wonderful thing.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to rub it all over me. Thing. I love it.
It's a term of endearment. You're so smutty.
Girl.
What is your favorite drunk food?
Ooh.
Switching gears.
This is a good one. Breakfast.
Yeah?
Breakfast foods.
Right on.
Eggs,
right
bacon,
on.
Toast, hash browns.
Eggs, bacon. I don't eat toast.
Oh. Nikki.
I think just more.
What's your favorite drunk food?
More cider.
More booze.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I really.
I've never had that answer, but it's a good answer. More booze.
Have you ever seen a dead body? Not in a viewing place.
Yeah.
Yes.
A yes to both of you.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So? How was it?
I'm up to three.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder you're weird.
Were you expecting to see a dead body?
Like a miscarriage? Like expecting?
Yeah, like, well, no.
No, no.
No.
Bad joke. Terrible joke.
Too soon?
Then I clung to her thighs. Mm. The Rocky Horror. Anyway, have you seen the Rocky Horror before?
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, good. Check.
In fact,
that is the correct answer, in fact.
One of our first dates, Nikki and I, we went to a live Rocky Horror show.
I love you, Tracy.
Remember that?
Where at?
It was a TMCC production.
Right on. The one a few years back.
Yes, a live show, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very cool. I did not see it, but I heard a lot of good things about it. And Nikki's just kind of shimmying here.
We should do a video podcast.
Yeah, this would be a great video show.
The audio podcast.
Nick, can we hit him up with some rapid fire questions?
Oh, do it.
Okay, ladies.
These are rapid fire, so don't tell a story.
We'll see how fast
we can get this going.
Sorry. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Beatles.
Okay. let's see. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Wars.
All right, so Han Solo or Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Metal or punk rock?
Punk rock.
Okay. Sex Pistols. No, go ahead. I'm sorry, Nikki.
Yeah, you're just skipping over.
It's more like the rapid fire questions and not getting the answers. I'm sorry.
I guess punk?
Punk?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The next question, Sex Pistols or Ramones?
Ooh, Ramones.
Ramones.
Nice.
Ah, okay.
All right. Let's go with Coldplay or Nickelback?
No.
Coldplay.
Okay. As in April Fool's, I actually said that I loved Nickelback.
That was why we were laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the Nickelback or Herpes?
Coldplay or Herpes?
No, they picked Coldplay. You have to go with the worst one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
God, you guys pay attention.
Oh.
Are we going with the worst one? Wait.
Or the one we already have?
Or the one that we like?
The one that you like the least. That one versus Herpes.
I'm so confused.
I'm still going with Coldplay.
Nickelback or Herpes?
I'm still going with
Yeah, I'll go with Nickelback.
Oh God, you guys are wimps. you know, herpes goes away sometimes, but Nickelback is forever.
Oh. Jane Mansfield or Marilyn Monroe?
Ooh, Jane Mansfield.
I'll agree.
Oh, fucking right.
A lot of agreement.
Rocky Horror or Hedwig and the Angry Inch?
Oh God, Hedwig. Oh,
ooh, we
oh,
like
God.
Hedwig.
Oh.
Nice. Oh. All right.
Oh, and I can't wait to see Neil Patrick Harris as Hedwig.
Right? Yeah. Are you going to go to that?
Oh, I wish. Yes, I'm going to try.
Yeah.
And that's how you make a
love the NPH.
Flood. Getting a little misty in the downstairs.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Well, AIDS seems like you get it in a fun way, so at least there's that.
All right. Blind or deaf?
Ooh, deaf.
Deaf.
That
way people, you don't hear them screaming.
Yeah. Dolly or Picasso?
Dolly.
This is why we're meant to be together.
I know.
Yeah, this is just a neck and neck.
Except the Beatles and Elvis.
Nah.
Right. They didn't get on that. Scorsese or Tarantino?
Tarantino.
Ooh, yeah.
All right. Bruce Lee or Muhammad Ali?
Bruce Lee.
Wow. Like, everything but that Beatles Elvis
God,
question.
God, like twins.
Sunny,
except for the cancer and the AIDS thing.
Right.
Sunny Beach.
Wait, here, stand next
or
to each other and take your clothes off. I'll tell you how similar you are.
Okay.
Done.
New York City or the Sunny Beach?
Beach.
Okay.
Sunny D or purple stuff?
God, neither.
Neither.
Mm. Bacon or chocolate?
Bacon.
beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's or Lou Gehrig's disease?
Alzheimer's.
I love that. That's your favorite, Rick.
Nobody ever picks Lou Gehrig's disease.
And Gehrig. Let's see. For
yeah,
your
I'd
last.
It'd be better to be crazy than paralyzed.
Yeah. Your last rapid fire question. Nick or Rory?
Rory. Sorry. I've known him for longer. We've got a history.
It's all right.
Nick, I'll take the leftovers. You can stay here.
All right. That's your rapid fire.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, coming in with 1,527 points, Nikki narrowly edges out Teresa with 1,354.
Oh, is that because I picked you?
Yeah.
She knows how to play.
Settle that debt later.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for listening to our quiz. And ladies, thank you for playing along.
Thank you.
I think now it's about time for a little Daryl Lee action.
More Daryl Lee. Okay.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Go ahead, baby. Run away again. Growing tired of chasing after you. I know you only have time to love me. You got nothing better to do. Oh, who's bold enough to believe in either love or war? Oh, just leave it busted, battered and broken down. And one more. Ooh, baby, I've seen it all before. I've seen it all before. You know I've seen it all before. And I ain't gonna be a fool anymore. Oh, I can feel my heart pounding. Ooh, but I just can't decide. Oh, stuck between the depths and the fears and the peaks of my emotions and my pride. Mm-hmm. You know I've seen it all before. You know I've seen it all before. I've seen that shit before. You know I've seen it.
seen it all before. When I ain't gonna be your fool anymore. I've seen your tricks and your trade-offs. I've seen all your evil ways. Seen everything that your twisted smile conveys. I ain't gonna be your fool, baby.
Awesome.
Fucking rad. Dude, that guy is so fucking
He's
good.
A great guitar player.
I can see why Rotten Ron, it's his favorite.
So what's coming up this weekend, Rory? And what? Look, before we go, girls, will you tell us when your show is again? April?
Yes.
At the Studio on 4th?
It's April 25th and 26th at Studio on 4th. The show is at 7:30 and the doors are at 6:30. It should be a really good time.
Yeah. Again, those tickets are $15 in advance at the Melting Pot or Prism Magic. And you are asking for Bohemian Burlesque's Femme Fatale's show.
Cool. And that's all on the Facebook and all that stuff, too?
Absolutely. Yeah. Find us on Facebook because we are there. And then you'll actually get to see us.
Yeah.
Are there a lot of women that go to these, or is it mostly horny guys?
There are actually a lot of couples.
Yes.
A lot of couples.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's just dirty.
We're like the gateway drug. Like, maybe we should go to a burlesque show and spice things up a little, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this weekend it looks like, Reno, we have a problems plan somewhere. There's a free punk show with DBS, Mike of BLC Clothing, who's on recently.
Oh, yeah.
So they're playing too. Now my Facebook's frozen up, so I can't tell you anything else.
The motherfucking Pistoleros are playing at the Tap House on Friday.
Okay,
at
there's
the Tap
that.
House. That's cool, man.
That. There's R&P this weekend, run by the Mr. Todd South. Reno Music Project, great thing every weekend. Larry Cooper's playing a show somewhere on Saturday, so's the Pine Hearts and Six Mule Pileup.
Mm-hmm.
The Convulsionaires debut performance Saturday at 9 o'clock. Again, not sure where any of these things are, but you can search them on the interwebs.
Absolutely.
It's part of an Easter egg hunt for you.
Aces season started too, the Reno Aces.
Yuri's Night is going to be, I think that's a bodega.
Oh yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
Yep, yep. So there's lots of shit happening this weekend.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Should be
scene.
Good weather. Go see a baseball game or something if you're into that.
Baseball.
I'll be
I am happy to see the end of most of the cold weather, hopefully. Mm. We just have probably one more snowstorm in May to look out for. We should be good from here.
I got ridiculously sunburned today, so it's that kind of weather. I love that.
Well, when you're standing outside of a glory hole all afternoon.
Do you wear a hat when you go out there?
To glory holes?
No, not to glory holes, but when you go hiking.
Usually
in the sun.
It's dark.
I just want to say that is so fucking gross. I wouldn't touch any surface in any bathroom ever, and the idea of putting your dick through a hole so a stranger can put their mouth on it is so revolting.
Honestly, you need to make a Craigslist.
Or little sanitary like O-ring.
You know
napkins.
Nobody ever wipes that down either. They're just like, oh yeah, here you go.
Glory hole so O-rings, gross. And it's like the little butt gaskets.
It's
cock
not
gasket.
Jesus. And it's not the real gay guys doing that. It's the fucking sicko straight guys that want to like take a walk on the wild side.
Yeah, you sickos.
Sickos, I hate you.
My number is.
It's all very obtuse.
I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
Did you have anything else you wanted to plug in, throw in, before we end the show here? No? You good?
Yeah, come see us.
Should be a good time.
Well, thank you for so much for being on our show. I've had a great time talking with you today, and you're both very, very beautiful.
Beautiful. Aww. It's been titillating.
Y'all should really go see their show.
Yeah, a lower cut top.
It's all right. I can make out a silhouette.
All right.
Think about that later.
It's crazy how great burlesque works on the radio. Well, I had a lot of fun. Great show, guys.
It's the ultimate tease on the radio.
But, yeah, so go check out Bohemian Burlesque and their Tickle Bitties coming up very soon here. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, and Nate the Intern, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Goddamn fucking little Nazi stormtrooper.
Dogwater Studios.
A little faggot that everybody knows all about.
Yeah.